Our next speaker is the very Reverend Donald Ntetemala from Tanzania. Reverend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I was asked to speak for only about 5 minutes about climate change impact in Tanzania, I was wondering whether I could do that in such a limited time. I recalled way back when I was working as a prison chaplain in Tanzania, I was asked to speak to someone. We still have capital punishment in Tanzania. To speak, someone was just about to end his life, and they asked me, "Chaplain, can you speak to this person for 3 minutes, prepare him to face his living God?" And it was very difficult. I just fumbled with words. Let me just start by thanking you all for allowing us to have this privilege of sharing our experiences in our home countries, especially as it affects with climate change. Let me start by saying that, first of all, that climate change is not just an environmental issue. It is something which affects the lives of people. It's a people issue as well. Tanzania, my country, is one of those poor countries in Africa, and I'm proud of that country because my government and the people are working really hard to fight poverty, as well as to build the economy of the country. I want just to focus especially on that area of climate change, especially in that area of drought. I know other countries are experiencing floods, but I just want to say something about drought. We have been experiencing this drought in the past, maybe every after 10 years it used to recur, but now it is recurring more often, and we are seeing it happening every after 4 to 5 years only. So climate change is not just something we hear about. It is something we live with, and we see the experience, the suffering and the harsh impact that it brings to our nation and to our poor communities. As farming communities, rain is essential to our existence. To be without rain is almost like to be denied oxygen. As a bishop, I work mostly among rural farming communities who really feel the impact of climate change than in industrial societies. Climate change affects their whole life, especially when they are hit by droughts. This is so because the economy and life is so dependent on agriculture, which is rain-fed. Poverty itself breeds a lot of suffering. Droughts and floods, I think, only increase more suffering. Because whenever we have faced droughts in my country, we've experienced things like food shortage. People go without food for days. And because there is no food, there is a lot of migration, people moving from one place to another, and more from rural to urban, because they think there is food in the urban. Recently, I sent someone into the village. We were working for a malaria program, and she came back and said, "I've come across a woman, an expecting mother, who is about to deliver. She has been deserted by her husband for about 3 weeks." And I asked why, and this woman said, "Because my husband has gone out to look for food." Water scarcity. People have to walk miles again because water sources have dried up, dams have dried up. And again, when dams dry up, we have a problem with energy because we depend on hydropower. Deaths, especially under fives, because of malnutrition. And there is also a dropout in school attendance because if parents go away to look for food and kids are starving, they cannot go to school. I remember one school where only about 40 students out of 400 were attending school. The rest were left at home. Of course, diseases like trachoma, because people cannot wash their eyes, so they are prone to diseases. And of course, it's time wasting. People spend more time looking for food rather than for working for their economy. So climate change is very disruptive in the life of people. Both the government and the church have made efforts to intervene during such situations. The usual remedy was always providing relief food. This never helped in the long term. Today, and thanks to many of our supporters from overseas, we work with Tear Fund, and we're, as partners working together, we are trying to help our people prepare for such threats brought about by such climate change. We are now working mostly to educate people on the need to grow drought-resistant crops instead of growing crops which need more rain. We are also educating our communities on food budgeting and food storage. As a country who are now realizing that we need to start working on sustainable economy, this means integrating climate change in our development plans so that we are not just responding to disasters, immediate disasters, but rather preparing our poor communities to learn to adapt to climate change and to prepare themselves for such disasters so that they are not caught by surprise. This is becoming more important because we have seen how climate change disrupts government development plans and budgets. More money, which should be spent on development programs, are spent on food relief rather than on our development projects, such as education programs, health programs, or communication. I believe that all of us must work together in helping to reduce the effect of climate change in the world, especially in poor countries where its effect is felt more acutely. Those who are blessed with resources must see this as their prime responsibility to protect the world from effects of global warming. It must be seen as an urgent matter because we only have the world. In relation to the call to make poverty history, the rich countries must be serious in taking action to reduce the effect of climate change and help build Africa's resilience to climate change. For even if debt is cancelled and more and better aid is given, trade policies are reformed, this by itself won't make poverty history if nothing is done on climate change. This will only echo the wise saying from the book of Proverbs, and as a Christian I want to read from the Bible, where the verse says, "The leech has two daughters, give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough, the grave, the barren womb, land which is never satisfied with water, and fire which never says enough." So we're asking our G8 countries to help Africa not to be the leech, nor the fire, nor the scorched land, nor like the barren womb. Making poverty history without an effort to curb the cause of climate change is a futile effort and will in fact just help on breeding more poverty. Parallel to efforts to make poverty history, we must deal with the causes of climate change and help poor countries prepare for such climate change. The two are inseparable. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. And I should also point out that in the Africa Up in Smoke report, the foreword was written by Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, who has said very similar words to those that we just heard from the Reverend Donald Ntetmala.